Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to spend some time with us. And today's a fun show because we have Pam and Ricky joining me, and we're talking about the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World and our upcoming trip here in just a couple of short weeks. What we've been looking forward to, what we expect to have happen over that weekend, because it's not going to be your typical Disney vacation. And what kind of things could Disney surprise us with? We have some ideas, and I hope you'll enjoy today's show. Don't forget, today's podcast always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney Vacation. They have top-notch agents. They're all trained, very highly trained by Disney to give you the best service possible and to always get you the best deal possible. They are passionate Disney fans who are standing by to help you plan a great Disney getaway. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click does mean a lot to us. Bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge thank you, sincere thank you to our patrons who allow us to put these shows out 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support. And our patrons also get an exclusive show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1967 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, which we have confirmed on Instagram. If you're with us on Wednesday, it is at the Magic for Less Travel to follow. Do that now because we had to do research ourselves, and that's it because it was Pam and I trying to figure out what the handle was on Instagram, but it is confirmed.
See, this is why you need me to be on shows.
Shout out to listener Len, who is in the live chat, who confirmed it for us. And, you know,
thanks, Len, for following us and knowing our name. Absolutely. So
that's how our week was going on Wednesday. But we're here. It's Friday. We've made it to another weekend, and hopefully it's going to be a fun one for you. I get to head out to the zoo on Saturday to watch our Mizzou Tigers hopefully pound the Southeast Missouri State Redhawks. Because, again, it's always good when you play an in-state school with a directional name. That's how you kind of look at it if you're a Power 5 university. But we'll see. We didn't win last week, so hopefully we'll bounce back. Anyway, we're going to be talking Disney, having a good time. So joining us, she's back. We have Ricky from the mouseforless.com, who may or may not be eating a pumpkin pretzel from Quick Trip right now. There's a couple bites left, so don't talk with your mouth full.
Oh, no, there's an entire pretzel.
Okay, well, just put it away, 35 minutes, and then the thing's all yours. What's going on, Ricky?
But it's warm and delicious right now. I just had it in the oven, so I'm just saying.
So what's going on?
You know, you all might want to be following along with me on social this weekend. I'm just throwing that out there. I may or may not be in Walt Disney World this weekend.
So, also, Pam is going on a back-to-back cruise, so there's going to be lots of good content coming your way on the social.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. I may or may not have gotten into a Remy's Ratatouille Adventure preview. Just saying.
I've heard it's average. It's not much.
I've ridden it before.
I know you have. I'm just messing with you. It's awesome. Yeah. Everybody's loving that ride.
Yeah, I've definitely ridden it before, but my goal is to ride Remy's. To see the new Club Cool, which is supposed to be open, to see the Creation Shop,
right.
To hopefully, we'll see, I'm still not sure it exists, but Space 220 is supposed to open the day I leave. I'm going to try to get in there. I'm going to try very, very hard to get into Space 220 if it actually opens.
You need a flight. I do have a kid-sized flight suit here at the house because I used to use it with my sixth graders.
That's good. And I may hit up some Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. I have a lot that I'm trying to cram into one trip, so we'll see how it works out.
Okay, so here's one thing I want you to try for me because I heard Len talking about it over in their show, that crepe place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If
it happens to be open, because it was open during the preview they did. I don't know if it'll be open for an AP preview, but if it is,
grab it. In the evening, and mine's at like 8 o'clock at night, so I don't know if it will be open. The quick service may be, but I don't think the table service is.
Okay, so real quick, let me get Pam introduced. Let me ask Pam. So Pam Forrester, co-owner of Magic for Less Travel. You know her, you love her. She's up in Pittsburgh. Pam, the obligatory, happy Friday. How's it going?
Happy Friday. It's going great. I mean, you know, I'm on a cruise, so I don't think it gets much better than that. I'm just going to say, and here's what I'm going to be doing. Ready? First of all, I'm going to be enjoying my veranda and looking out at the ocean, because literally that's one of my favorite things to do on a cruise, same, right? Same. Hands down, one of the best. On a cruise, you need to get up and see the sunset, and you need to stay up to see the
you don't have to stay up all night to see the sunrise. You can actually just get up early, but you can stay up late to see the sunset. Yeah.
Why stay up so late that I have to? No. You got to get up in the morning to see the sunrise and, of course, watch the sunset. That's a good day. Any day where you get to see the sunrise and the sunset, I think, is a good day. But anyway, so looking forward to that. And just here's what I'm making myself do. I've already decided. I'm definitely watching a movie on the Funnelvision.
Yes. Yes. And when
something
I was on
about the, a movie on they, the Funnelvision.
So I was on this, you know, last month, and they showed it was the last night of our cruise. They did The Last Jedi on Funnelvision. Oh. It started at 10:30. I went down to the pizza window, just grabbed all kinds of slices of pizza and sat there and watched The Last Jedi. Man, I was in heaven because we're out at sea. Oh, right. Man, there's nothing better.
There's not. The movie is like 10 times better when you see it on television.
Oh, yeah. 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 Totally.
At least.
So. I mean, it's like, you know, back in the Midwest, I'd be like, you know, watching a movie on a big screen TV, you know, in the back of an F-150 going down, you know, Interstate 70, you know, something like that. It'd be like the Hoosier version of it. Anyway, okay, so here's what I ask you, Pam. The crêperie. So I'm kind of confused about crepes because I've never been to Europe, never been to real France, you know, and never had a real crepe. I know there's a crepe place. You can get crepes at Walt Disney World even before this new joint. Yeah, so... Now, are they savory? Because I've always thought of them as like a dessert. They're kind of like, are they like a quesadilla with like stuff in the middle of them? Or
I mean, it's sort of a good thing. So when you have sort of a tortilla, typically it's either corn or a flour tortilla. And a crepe is really just going to be a lot of eggs and, you know, a little bit of other ingredients in it. But they can be used to wrap things that are sweet, which is how so many of us know them, right? They have like Nutella or something, you know, other fantastic in there, strawberries and whipped cream. But they're also so good filled with savory something or other. In fact, Universal has a great one that has like roast beef, like a short rib kind of crepe that is really, really good. Yeah, it's so good. But anyways, looking at the menu at what Disney has at their crêperie there in that location, they're going to have both sweet and savory. So it's definitely going to be worth checking out. It's really like a crepe is just like the perfect vehicle for so many things because it lets whatever is in it really shine and like stand out. So
is this a flashback? You know, we're looking back on 50 years. That's what we're going to talk about, the 50th, you know, what we're looking forward to on the trip for the 50th anniversary, what we need to think about at this point a couple of weeks out. That's kind of the focus of today's show, but we're going to get to some stuff before that. Is this like a modified version of the Hand Witch, which was celebrated back in the 70s or 80s?
Picture the vehicle being about 1/20th the thickness of the bread that was part of the Hand Witch. The Hand Witch. You know, we were talking about on Wednesday's show, looking through that Burn Bomb guide, you know, we were like, we're eating a St. Angeline because it's there. And it's awesome. You saw that beautiful picture, right? I remember looking at the picture of the Hand Witch and being just like, oh my gosh, we've got to get one of these.
Right.
There's a Hand Witch. Have you ever heard of one of these? Like, it was like a newfangled thing. So, anyway.
But how are these things not a thing, like in all four parks at this point? Because I just think, you know, if we're in this very mobile, you know, you're moving from place to place.
Yeah.
There's certain things I just wonder why they're not popular right now. I mean, let's face it, you got to have your smartphone in one hand, a Hand Witch in the other, and you're set for a great Disney trip. I mean, Ricky, do you not agree? I mean, the Hand Witch is like, this is like, it's been waiting for prime time and this is it.
I mean, I 100% agree. I feel like they kind of did it in California Adventure at the Cozy Cone, but like, they never have really done well at Walt Disney World, and I'm not sure why. Maybe because they're not sold out of cones, you know, like buildings that look like cones. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I'm all in on the hand wedge.
I'm saying.
I've actually never had one, so.
I haven't either, but I've heard about them forever, and like, I'm just thinking, God, it's the greatest invention in the history of man. Anyway, okay, so before we hop into what we need to think about for the 50th trip, let's talk about some news real quick that's hitting. Yeehaw Bob, coming back to the roost. You're welcome. We made it happen
last Friday.
We just, we have a knack. We say, we that should happen. And it does. I don't. We had no inside information. I mean, we're just connecting the dots. I mean, it would be nice if, and bam.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's up there announcing it. So there we go. Also, some other news. We have some good news and some bad news. You, okay, Pam, you get to pick. You want the good news or the bad news first? We're going to talk about it. What do you want?
Do the bad news first and Finding end
on a... Okay, yeah, good idea. Finding Nemo the musical.
Maybe.
Maybe? I heard that it might be gone for a little while.
It seems like it, but I still don't... The source that had it, I'm not...
Okay, well, that's good, because I thought...
I don't necessarily... base everything off the source that had the details. All right, let's just go with that.
You know what? The only thing I thought about that was that's one less thing that I can cry at, because I think it's me every time. I was like, I love that show.
I hope they're wrong. Let's put that way.
Okay, good news. The very, very, very good news. Yeah. You can now mobile order things like cupcakes.
Hallelujah.
I mean, like little snacky things like cake pops. I mean, dude,
can
like,
I just tell you,
oh my god, that's dangerous.
Awesome,
that is dangerous.
Awesome, dangerous. This is, yes. Oh my gosh. I cannot. The only thing I will say is that the end of this will not be available at the end of the night. Like, you will have to.
That's right. That's right.
Your food well in advance if you want to pick it up at like 10 o'clock on your way out of the park. Like, yeah, just know, pre order that. Like, we talk about pre ordering stuff ahead of time. The sweet shops, I think, are definitely, especially when the confectionery comes online, 100% going to be a place where you're going to want to pre-order your snack ahead of time. So, but it's amazing. I love that it's coming online.
I know. Bam, is that not like, I mean, you know, people always, you know, Disney fans, we get a little riled up with some things, and sometimes it's about pricing and stuff, and you always see, oh, Disney's trying to get every last quarter out of me. Well, this is how they're trying to get my last quarter. I mean, putting like a mobile order a cupcake. I mean, the smart move, Disney, because it's a lot easier to push that button. Be like, do I need a cupcake? Yeah, I need a cupcake. Boom.
I know. Like, I wonder if they're going to have, like, a runner standing outside, like, the little sweet shop and be like, here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
You know what, though? Like, say, because we're always looking into the future, right? And I mean, Disney, like Epcot back in the day, it was always featuring, like, robotics and, you know, all these ways to make the future awesome. I mean, eventually, think about Sprinkles. They have the cupcake ATM. What they need to have is like a big vending machine. Okay, it's like if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, they have these lockers. Like, you know, you buy something online, they throw it in a locker.
I've used it before.
Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, like little cupcake cubbies, you know, like, oh yeah, order my cupcake. Boom. And just, you know, at the end of the night, grab it on the way out and you have it on the bus. You shouldn't probably eat on the bus, but man, I'm just saying, it's a good idea. So
that's
genius. I mean, things are happening. It's good. You know, the thing is, like, over the past couple of, you know, the past month or so, it's starting to feel like we're getting over the hump where things, you know, you can go to Columbia Harbor House now and have lunch or dinner. And, you know, we have these, you know, seasonal events happening. You got the decorations back up, the pumpkins. Things are feeling good. I'm excited. So we're going down soon. All three of us and Scotty G is going to be there. We're going to be down for the 50th. So as we're a couple of weeks out, let's kind of start with this, Pam. So, like, what has you jazzed? Like, you know, we got the golden statues in the past week, you know, kind of out there now here's my only pet peeve about that. And again, it's me being an old crabby old guy. Like, I kind of want to discover these things, but because I'm on social media, like, I know where they all are now. But I mean, I shouldn't be on social media if I want to be surprised. I would have liked, seeing them in person will be different than seeing the snapshots on Twitter and stuff. But what are you excited for as we get ready to head down a couple? You're actually just staying there for forever. So what are you excited for that trip over the 50th weekend?
So there's just so many things. And first of all, I think one of the things I'm most excited about is that I don't think we know all the things yet. And I do like that. I mean, I absolutely, you know, love reading the information as it is shared. And I know so many people do too. But I like that I feel like there are a few surprises still left up their sleeves. I also really like how they've sort of accelerated the timeline for a lot of things in a way that I didn't think was going to be possible, say 6 months to 9 months ago, right? Who would have thought that, first of all, we're going to have a new restaurant in the Contemporary. We're going to have, like, these things weren't even on anyone's radar, really, until one day they were like, guess what? We're closing the Wave. We're doing this. Where Space 220, I know it seems like it's been forever, but I wasn't sure that it was actually going to be ready here. So I think that there are a few things that they've really stepped up that timeline on that I have to give Disney credit for this, because during a time, I think, when it was really challenging to step things up, they did in a big way.
So. Right, right. I mean, I agree with that. I still don't, until I am in Space 220, I don't think it exists. I think
I'm hoping it will be this weekend for me. Yeah, I'm so hoping.
Dude, oh, I don't even know if I see Ricky in a picture in that place. I'm still gonna believe, right? It. I still,
like, I will take a picture if I'll be in there. I will take a picture of my feet standing inside the building.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, that could be faked. Like, you could green screen that. I gotta lick the wall or something. You know, like, I gotta be in there to make sure it exists.
Yeah, please don't lick the wall of Space 220.
That's true. Space is less germy than Earth, so, you know, who knows. So what about you, Ricky? I mean, you know, we've been looking at, and I was talking about this with Scott the other day. It's like, it was so, you know, like, oh, it's pie in the sky. It's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. It was a year out. It was months and months away, and now, like, you know, it's almost time to start packing. So what are you excited for heading down for this? Because it's not a normal vacation, really, to be honest.
No. It will not for us Disney fans, it's not.
Yeah.
And you talk about having been looking forward to this for a year. I've been literally looking forward to this date for 10 years, and that's not a joke. I remember walking out of the Magic Kingdom on the 40th, telling myself I will be here for the 50th, and I, you know, come whatever may, I will be here for the 50th. So this has been in the works for me for 10 years. I, like I said, I made it so that I could do this. You know, my annual pass, renewal was too far away for me to be able to, like, make a reservation. So I literally bought a one-day ticket so that I could be at the Magic Kingdom on the 50th, so that I could have that park pass reservation. You know, I made a room reservation. I'm actually staying on property. I hardly ever stay on property. I am doing that. I did that to make sure that I was going to be there, be able to be in the parks that day. Like, I did everything I possibly could. So for me, this really has been in the works for 10 years because I've been so looking forward to being there on the 50th. It's just, it, you know, having been to the 40th and experiencing that day and how so incredibly cool it was to be there for that. And all the pomp and circumstance that we got to experience. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to have, you know, they had that ceremony and stuff like that. I know that they're not going to have that because they don't want people, like, crowding around the castle or anything
this year. Was it crowded in the hub on the 40th?
Yeah.
That was great. That's so great. We were standing on like the, between the Liberty Square and the Adventureland, like, you know, split offs of the hub. Over there on the left side, God, it was just a sea of humanity. It was crazy.
It was totally a sea of humanity, which is where the hashtag Disney Anarchy came from.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, but getting to be there on the 50th, getting to actually be in the park on the 50th is so special. You know, I remember the last time we were there on the 40th, you know, we all did, like, I think we made a point to do, like, attractions that had been open on the, you know, on opening day, and I'm sure we'll probably do something like that again this year, although probably most of our time will be spent in the hub waiting for fireworks, I'm sure, but you know, because they are debuting a new fireworks show.
Get your spot by 3.
Exactly, yeah. So, but, like, the whole point of me being there in the you know, on the 50th is not to get in the most number of rides or not to, you know, do this or that or have this snack or buy this merchandise. The whole point of me being there on the 50th is to be there on the 50th with the people that I love, which is you guys. So that was the whole point. Yeah. Yes. Like, that's literally the whole point.
You know, the people on social media are saying we should do Amazing Race together.
Oh my gosh.
You and I. That'd be some good TV.
Doing Amazing Race?
Oh yeah. That'd be some good TV. I'm just saying. Anyway.
I'm sure it would. Yeah.
So back to the 50th though. So real quick, Pam, what do you think, though? Give some advice, because we were talking about this before, you know, we were recording the Wednesday show, is that And everybody's been talking about this, that, you know, when I go down over the summer, I went this past summer, we, you know, it was vacation. You know, like, we wanted to ride all the rides, we wanted to eat all the restaurants. This is almost like it's just a historical event for a Disney fan. Like, you just want to say, I was there. Where, like Ricky just said, I have no expectations for how many rides I'll ride on October 1st at the Magic Kingdom. 5 would be a high number, probably down to yeah. 1 or 2. But I'm cool with that. Like, I just want to be there for what's going to happen. And, you know, I think I would have FOMO if I wasn't there. But I know, here's the thing, though. I'm not trying to make people feel bad that aren't going to be there that weekend, because this celebration is going to continue.
Absolutely.
For the foreseeable future. So you can go in, in January and get exactly what we're going to get, the same fireworks. You know, and so don't have that FOMO. It's just that, you know, this is what I do for a living. This is like, this is my thing. So I really want to be there with my peeps. You know, it's like some people that are into comics do the comic cons. Like, this is my gathering.
Yes.
So Pam, what advice would you give folks, though, that are going down? Because you got to temper your expectations and change them for something like this.
Yeah. So when you're going there for something like this, you aren't, as we mentioned, going to do rides or the attractions are not number one on your list of things to do. You're going there to sort of be a part of what this is. And it is going to be some incredible stuff, because first of all, we're going to see on the 50th, the debut of the new fireworks show in Magic Kingdom and also in Epcot. So if you're in either one of those two parks, you're really going to be treated to something spectacular. I think that when I am thinking about this, I was thinking about this, you know, for the past few days. Do I want to be there first thing when it opens on the 50th? Is that important to me? Or is it something I'm going to go later in the day and then, you know, make it through to fireworks? Is that going to be something that, and I don't know. I think that each person is really different in this space. And when you think about like what you really want to get done, I know that it's challenging, you know, to be there before it opens and to be waiting there, right, for an hour or two prior to opening. With park reservations, it is not like you're going to get shut out of the park. We don't have to wait for like a level one closing, a level two closing, a level three, right? You know how you used to see those things. You're going to be able to later in the day, if that's when you want to start your day there. So I don't know how many people are going to be doing that, but I may be in the group that chooses to do it that way. I don't know. I haven't really like set that whole thing, you know, up in my mind. And Disney has not and probably will not be putting out like, here's a schedule of events, because like Ricky had mentioned, they don't really want people queuing up, you know, in front of for some big celebration. And I think at different points in time, they did announce that there is not going to be some big ceremony. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean,
nothing like there was for the, you know, the 40th, there was like this cavalcade that took place and they had, you know, a presentation and stuff like that on the castle. And yeah, I don't, that was early in the morning and I don't think any of that's going to be happening this year.
So, I mean, it's just kind of a, you know, person who doesn't know the logistics of the company and the hierarchy and all that. Like, I mean, that the speeches at the, you know, the 40th weren't that great, you know, like they celebrated the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World. But, like, I didn't get a lot of bang for my buck, you know. Like, give me fireworks.
we're going to get those this year.
So, I don't think we're missing anything by not having speeches. Here's the thing, though. I was going to ask you both, like, what's something that Disney has not announced that could be unexpected that kind of just, like, emotionally brings you to your knees? And here's the thing is, like, if they – and I know that, you know, Disneyland was Walt's park. Like, Walt Disney World was kind of Walt's dream, but he didn't have any, you know, he didn't walk on Main Street in the Magic Kingdom, nothing like that. You know, he saw the land and so forth. That's about as far as he got, you know. But anything that they have with, like, Walt's voice, like, you know, they're not going to have, like, a communal, like, ceremony at the hub. We get that. It's not the time for that right now. But if, like, somehow over the speaker system, the sound system, like in Tomorrowland, they find some old Tomorrowland loops or some old stuff they played in Adventureland in the 70s. Or, you know, just every once in a while, like a top of the hour, just like, you know, some audio from Walt talking about, you know, his famous quotes. I mean, dude, don't do it, Disney, because I'll be a mess. I'm just saying. So, you know, that would be something that would be easy to do that would get to the hardcore fan that's there on October 1st. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's something that I would love to see. So, Ricky, is there anything like that that you're just like, probably not going to happen, but I've thought of this and this might be something that would be really cool?
What you said is exactly what I was thinking, actually. That would be exceptionally cool to, you know, have Walt's voice. You know, like you said, he didn't get to experience the park, but, you know, he was instrumental in getting it started. So that to me would be something, maybe something, you know, special cavalcades or something for the 50th. You know, they have been doing all the cavalcades in general, and I think like a really special 50th anniversary cavalcade, which I think that they have kind of announced, but they haven't really like shared a whole lot about. So I think that that would be something. I'm pretty sure, or am I making that up, that they're having a special 50th cavalcade? Maybe I'm making that up.
No, I think they are. Well, I think what I'm guessing is that the cavalcades will have kind of a gold like layer to the floats.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. So, but it would have been really cool if they had some sort of like special 50th anniversary cavalcade that they were like, ta-da, here we
I just
are.
Thought of this. What if like at dinner time, they come over the loudspeaker and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating 50 years of Walt Disney World. Get your curb, because at 9 o'clock, we are bringing back Spectro-Magic.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that's
going to
be happening.
You're like, oh, Lord, I've died and gone to heaven. I love Spectro-Magic. The scary clowns are queuing up their trumpets.
Yeah, right, they're back!
So awesome. Okay, what about you, Pam? Is there something that you like? You've thought about, like, oh man, that'd be so cool. It's not going to happen, but it would be awesome.
You know, I'm really anxious to see in the fireworks show. Is there going to be some tribute to attractions that are no longer there, or will there be some kind of opportunity that day to sort of focus on some of those attractions, or will there be an opportunity to focus on some of the attractions that are still in the parks that were there on opening days? Will there be something that happens at those attractions that were there on opening day, something special about those attractions? I think that that's something that they've done in past celebrations, especially at Disneyland. And there's opportunities to do that there. So I wonder, you know, what will happen. It can't be anything huge because these attractions are not down right now or anything. So it can't be something, but maybe there will be something. Maybe there will be something like even special like, to see.
Yeah, even like some special like designation that they put outside the attraction, an opening day attraction.
Yeah, you know, just put like a star there.
Even a small plaque.
That'd be a great idea. That'd be something. Yeah. It's like when you go into a town, like, you know, say I visit Pittsburgh and like I get to go see the historical places. I mean, St. Louis has that, you know, like, oh, this has been here since the 1700s.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right.
That's a good idea, Ricky. That's not hard. I mean, they're putting those 50th like plaques everywhere.
Right, exactly. But, you know, to celebrate the park, you know, that would be a really, really great thing to do. I mean, it would only work for the Magic Kingdom, of course, not the other parks. But, you know, I mean, I think that that would be a great idea.
Okay, so here's the thing. Scott and I were talking about this because he had kind of a crazy idea that he wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom on the 1st, but hop to Epcot to see Harmonious on the 1st. And then we have our theme park reservation for Epcot on the 2nd. And then on the 2nd, hop back over to the Magic Kingdom for Enchantment on the 2nd. Is that a crazy idea? What do you think, Ricky? I mean, do you want to be in the Magic? Like, let's say we don't want to lose our Disney fan card.
Right.
We have theme park reservations for the Magic Kingdom on the 1st. We have them for Epcot on the 2nd.
And I know we all have the same reservation.
We do. But yeah. I mean, like, is he thinking, like, is he, because Disney fans, what do? We overthink everything. Are we overthinking
this
right now?
I'm with you. Like, I get the idea of wanting to be at the Magic Kingdom all day. But, like, as far as all the Disney fans, like, I think that they will do that where I think that they're going to spend the morning at Epcot and then hop to the Magic Kingdom for the evening for the fireworks. Cause in the morning they can hit up Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. They can do all that. And then I can see where you can't get in
the Magic Kingdom though. This will be the first time that you can't hop into a park. It would be the Magic Kingdom on the 1st.
Yes.
I don't
agree.
Think
for sure. That I do wonder about too. Yeah. So, but you know, heading over to Epcot, it's not the word because
I kind of love the idea.
I do too, actually, and I'm thinking that may be what we end up doing.
You will end up seeing both of the fireworks shows.
Yeah, and it will be way less busy on the 2nd at the Magic Kingdom to see the fireworks. So I kind of
love this idea.
Well, because the train of thought was, because, you know, we were both huge Illuminations fans, right? I mean, right. Illuminations was like the be all end all when it came to fireworks. In Harmonious originally was supposed to just replace Illuminations before all this other stuff happened. Epcot mm-hmm. Forever was supposed to be there for a minute and be gone. Of course, that didn't happen. So we're talking about it. I mean, as far as strictly fireworks, we're more excited for Harmonious. I mean, again, I mean, think of the buildup. I mean, they got these huge barges in the middle of World Showcase. Like,
well, yeah.
I mean, they've built these huge. I mean, this show is not incredible. There's going to be a lot of trouble in River City, as they say, around St. Louis. We're going to see what happens. So I'm guessing this enchantment looks awesome because they're going to do the projections not only on the castle, but apparently down Main Street, USA. It's going to be all around you.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, are we overthinking this like Tony La Russa and his bullpen? Are we, you know, trying to, you know, just... Len brings up a good point. You want to stay in the Magic Kingdom all day because you never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, then all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're on the monorail over at Epcot and all of a sudden, like, you see on social media, oh my gosh, there's a holograph of Walt standing on this castle. Yeah. I'm like, what? I just left. I'm on the monorail. Turn this sucker around. I mean, that's
plus you also have things occurring in the other parks too. You have the whole Beacons of Light, Beacons of Magic thing, right? So there's going to be, you know, that's something that happens in each of the theme parks. I'm looking forward to that too. I think that that's going to be pretty spectacular.
I know really the thing is there's not a wrong situation. Like,
no, there's not.
I'm going to see Enchantment. I'm going to see Harmonious. And I'm going to see probably the better of the two the second time, you know, because I will on the third go that evening to either the Magic Kingdom or Epcot to see probably Harmonious a second time, I would guess. I don't know, because I haven't seen. I have a lot of faith that this show is going to be incredible just because I just love World Showcase Lagoon for a fireworks show. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited for this. Okay, real quick, let me jump in with a couple other things. Merchandise-wise, Scott and I have been saying on those Sunday night shows, it would be so cool if Disney like released, you know, 71 to 81 for a little while, like some vintage stuff from like the 70s, then the 80s, then the 90s. They are doing some kind of vintage stuff. I saw like last week on somewhere on social media, it was like a lunchbox, but it was like also kind of like a purse, like it kind of went.
Yes.
But I think they call it a lunchbox. But it had a cool retro design, and they've been doing that more over the past, say, 5 years, like retro things. I mean, retro last summer was like 90s, you know, fanny packs and lime green stuff.
Neon yellow
retro is the stuff I was out of high school for. That makes me feel super old. I'm just saying, right? But I mean, I would love to see more vintage like reproductions of what a t-shirt looked like in 79 at the Polynesian, you know. Stuff like that stuff would go like hotcakes. But I mean, what are you guys thinking as far as like merch, and are you going to wait in line to get any exclusive stuff? So Ricky, what do you think about that stuff?
Probably not going to wait in line to get any merch. I'm just not like, I'm not super, super into merch. And while I do love the, you know, the Disney dress that they have, I don't think I'll wait in line to get that either. So, you know, as far as things I'd like to see, you know, that is tough. I do like the vintage idea. I think that the vintage idea is really kind of creative. I would like to see, instead of just, you know, vintage, like you said, maybe Magic Kingdom stuff, you know, but they maybe put out like vintage stuff for all the parks, you know, for their opening as well. So, you know, have something kind of vintage in the 80s for Epcot, have something vintage at, you know, early 90s for Hollywood Studios. I know it opened in 89, but, you know, and have something vintage for like the 1998, you know, for Animal Kingdom. That might be cool. And then they could have like something vintage for maybe the resorts that opened like in the 70s as well. So the Polynesian and the Contemporary, something along those lines, I feel like would be really cool too.
I think too, one of the things Disney did a couple years ago, and they did it for a short time, is when they tore out those the path around the world. What was it called? Bricks.
The bricks, yeah.
So they were tearing those out, so it gave me an opportunity to go back to Tomorrowland. There was another place, Disney Springs. You could buy like a replica. It wasn't the real brick. It was, I mean, it's substantial, but it says I do too. They say don't leave them outside. They'll fade.
Yes.
So I keep it under the, you know, under the TV on the console. But I think that's one of those things that I came into the game like at a stage where I couldn't have gotten one of those because that was like before my time.
Right.
But I've always thought, man, those are so cool. Like, I walk on those every day. I'd love to find my name somewhere. That is like, because your name is actually at Walt Disney World. Like, I jumped on that so fast because I thought, oh, this is so cool to have something that's kind of retro, but it's got my name on it. And it reminds me of all the times walking up to the Magic Kingdom. I wish they would do stuff like that. You know, find.
Actually, I think
ways.
You still can buy one of those.
Can
bricks.
You? I thought they quit doing those.
I have. Look, when I went to buy a phone case in Tomorrowland relatively recently, they still had the bricks like up and looked like they were still for sale. I don't know if they were selling them, but because I didn't ask. But they still like had them displayed like they were selling them. So you might still be able to buy a brick.
I love stuff like that because not only does it remind you of that trip, but it just reminds you of like the destination, you know, like because it's right under my TV. It's sitting right there next to my Nick Saban signed Alabama football. Both of those things bring me joy every time I glance down at my TV. I'm just saying, thanks to the logs, listeners down in Alabama. I love that thing. Okay, so Pam, what about you? What like merchandise wise, what would you like to see? Is there something that had, are you going to get that Spaceship Earth hat at Creation Shop? You know, look like you know, the OG Spaceship Earth rider. That thing's pretty cool.
So it's funny, you know, I am not one to see online for merchandise either. I have been known if there's something that I really want to buy it on eBay and pay whatever outrageous price that they're asking for. If there's something that I really, really want, but I remember. So during one of the anniversaries, I think it was the 25th, you could go into City Hall and get a button. It was sort of like a pin button mixture, you know, and you would put on there the year that you first visited.
Oh, that's a great
and
idea.
And I thought that was really cool, yeah. Right? Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool, cool thing to do. They would have to have, you know, a good idea for distributing those and letting me personalize them in some way. But I love that idea. Something that sort of ties your story to the Walt Disney World story, yeah. I think is really, really cool. And I love over the years, they also let guests, you know, submit photos to make a big photo collage. That was kind of a cool way to be part of the magic. I hope that there's some kind of interactive something like that.
To be part of the magic. And yeah, I think that would be really cool. Yeah.
I love that idea. If everybody's walking around with a button like your first trip, like that'd be so cool. Like my first trip was 87 or my first trip was 71 or, you know,
right.
It's a great conversation starter between people
it
like,
is.
You know, standing
for
lines
sure. Up, that'd be so for sure. Cool. Or like your number of trips. Like that's not even interesting. People ask me that all the time. How many times have you gone? I'm like, I literally have no idea.
Yes.
I don't. I really don't. I don't keep track of that anymore. I haven't for a very long time. I mean, the travel agency next year, this will be, you know, blow my mind. 20 years old.
Wow.
The travel agency, we have been around for almost 20 years.
Wow.
So like each one of those years I went so many times, I just can't even. And before that we did as well. So I mean, no way to do that, but you know, I love the idea of having it somehow just tying your story in with the Disney story.
They could totally do that though, because they have the buttons, you know, and they're probably going to give, I mean, they've always given out like a little souvenir button on the, like on the 40th, you got one, and there was other, like other anniversaries, and just have a slot, and you know, they have the Sharpies right there, just right in the year. That'd be so, God, that'd be so cool. I love that idea. That'd be awesome. Because I love stuff like that. Okay, real quick, let me ask you, because we're wrapping up, I got two questions for you real quick, and we're going to get them in. So, of all the new stuff we're going to have over the 50th, you have Ratatouille, the two fireworks shows, the Creperie, Space 220 will be open. What is the one thing you're most excited for? Like, of the new stuff on the next trip, Ricky, what's the one thing that, in be all end all, that you're most excited for?
Well, I guess for me it's hard because I will have experienced a lot of those things on this trip this weekend, hopefully. So, you know, for me, the fireworks show will actually be the new thing for me. I think, you know, if we're going like officially, it would have to be probably Harmonious. Mm-hmm. But if we're going with like the thing I'm really most excited about for the 50th, that's coming out around this time period, it's probably Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, just because it's a really fun attraction. It's really, really exciting. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's a great addition for Epcot because I think it's something that Epcot needed. So, you know, I definitely am excited that Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is finally going to be open after a very lengthy delay.
I remember going on a tour for like my anniversary years and years ago, where it was just me and one other couple, and they didn't speak English. So the person that was doing the tour, it was Undiscovered World Showcase. And, you know, she pointed back there. She's like, there's going to be a Ratatouille ride back there. You didn't hear that, though. And I was like, yeah, that was so far. That was so long ago. And, you know, it's actually happening.
Mine's
Harmonious, just because, again, I've said I can't wait to have that fireworks show and World Showcase again. But, Pam, what about you? Like, what's the new thing you're most excited for?
Oh, this is so hard for me, really and truly. I think that I'm going to say the two fireworks shows are tied.
I know. I don't want to, because I mean, Enchantment's going to be cool too. But I just love World Showcase at night with fireworks.
I know. I agree, and it is really so cool. But that's the thing. As much as I love, I'm going to love being at World Showcase and seeing Harmonious. But I feel like Enchantment is going to be spectacular. I just feel like it's going to have that. So I'm going to like both equally. I'm 100% not going to apologize for it. Nope.
And what if on October 2nd you hear on the, you know, they come in on World Showcase speakers like, ladies and gentlemen, please make your way to either side of the World Showcase Promenade, because coming out of the gates down by Japan, we have the Tapestry of Nations Parade.
That would be amazing.
Wow, yeah.
I love that parade.
That would be amazing.
Right?
You know, I like the thing that we haven't talked about is, you know, that we're excited about is the kite show.
No, I'm not excited about that. I do. I can fly a kite in my backyard.
It's happening. Yeah. It's good to have a show during the day.
That part's nice. Yeah, there's a kite show coming, guys. It's at Disney's Animal Kingdom in the middle of the day when it's really hot in a theater that has no shade. This sounds like a genius idea, but whatever.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'll watch. Right. I mean, you're saying I've seen.
I will watch it on an overcast day, maybe.
I'm just saying. I think that little theater's cursed. I've seen some bad stuff happen there.
I know. There's some bad things happening in that theater. Yeah.
But remember the night we were there to see Rivers of Light.
But
and we were just very excited about it. At the beginning.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. That night, the only thing I was looking at was Joe Rohde's ear. I'm just saying, I'll be honest, because he was sitting right in front of me. I was like, that is Joe Rohde, and that is his left ear. That's dangling down. Okay, I've been asking all of our guests on Mondays, God bless Joe Rohde. So I've been asking all the Monday guests, like, if you could bring back anything from the past 50 years of Walt Disney World that is now gone, a promotion, a ride, a parade, a resort, you know, anything that's gone that you could bring back, get one thing. Ricky, what are you bringing back? Because I've asked all the guests this for the last 6 months. Somebody actually said Disney Quest last week. I almost fell out.
Oh, nicely done.
That was a power move. I liked it. But what do you got?
That is a power move. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the emotional side of me wants to say Figment, because I have such a tie to that attraction. You know, there's so much history with me in that attraction. I just love it. But the attraction that I would love to see that I never got to see was Mickey Mouse Revue. It was well before my time. I never had an opportunity to see it. I think it even, I want to say it closed before I was even born, actually. So, you know, Mickey Mouse Revue just seems like one of those really kitschy, fun things that I think would be super, it's super Disney to me. I don't know why. Just, you have all those audio animatronics. They're all singing Disney songs. I don't know. That just seems, screams Disney. So that's like the thing that I never got to experience that I would love to experience. And then the thing that I did get to experience that I would love to come back is Figment.
That's why I love this question. I've been asking folks on Mondays. And like, you just, seriously, when they said Disney Quest, I was like, but then they had a good reason. Like, they just loved it. You know, they have memories there. That's the thing is, like, there's, when you go down on the first, the Magic Kingdom's gonna be just packed. I mean, I would imagine, but every person that you pass on Main Street, or every person that's, you know, on that next car in the TTA, or, you know, the next person that you're in line next to at the Friar's Nook, they have a story, you know,
and
like if you
ask
them, ask them this question, you would get a different answer, but you would get some kind of crazy story that, you know, I loved, you know, Peter Pan, you know, I mean, it's there, but you know, say, I'm trying to think of something that closed. What else would be something? Like, I love seeing the Country Bear Jamboree Christmas overlay. You know, because, like, I went there with...
If they had the vacation show,
something like that.
I mean, come on! Let's go, Disney!
Just
I
say
don't
it.
Have all I know you got the Christmas one and the vacation one in Japan. Let's go. Bring it back. Bring it back. I'm just saying. Bring it back.
Okay, so mine real quick, because I've never answered it. It would be Year of a Million Dreams. I'd love that. To me, it was like it was just such, but again, it was when I was really falling in love with going to Disney World, Walt Disney World. I loved it. And it was just like every day you walked in, I swore that I was going to be a DVC owner by the end of the night. Like, I mean, it was like I was going to win. Or you know what? Before we leave for the Magic Kingdom today, make sure we got our bags packed because we may be spending the night in Cinderella Castle. Just saying. Like, you know what? We won a few things. I won some ears. Mallory got to go up in the booth in Small World and help drive the ship there and wave down to people. That was cool. You know, just little things. We got the Dream Fast Pass. That was the bomb.
Stop it. Stop rubbing it in. Stop it.
I gotta
right
find
now.
That sucker and just wear it on the first, just to like I'm
just
like
to
I'm,
rub it into me. Going, like aha, yeah, I got one.
Dude, that'd be great. I gotta find it. I'm totally Flavor Flav, and I'm gonna wear that thing around the whole weekend. I gotta find it because I didn't take any tabs off because I had to leave right after that. So Pam, what about you though? What's the one thing you would bring back if you had the power? Then we'll get out of here.
This is tough, but for me, I think it would have to be something in Future World at Epcot, because that, you know, while we went to Walt Disney World when I was growing up a few times, it was when Epcot really opened that I think I fell in love with Disney World. And I had already been to Disneyland too. And I was just so enamored with the fact that you were learning about totally new things that in some ways I really wouldn't have been exposed to in my little small town, Pennsylvania, right? It just, those concepts hadn't reached into the rural areas of Pennsylvania in so many different ways. So it seems so spectacular and so full of hope and all of that I loved. And I think what it would be is I would bring back the seas the way it was with the Hydrolators. Yes. With Kathleen Turner talking about the deluge, right? That whole thing. It just was incredible to me. Riding the car, seeing all that, that just seemed so innovative and interesting. And I love the ocean anyways. I mean, I'll spend any amount of time I can, you know, as I will snorkel all day at Castaway Key.
Wear your sunscreen.
I just loved it. I loved everything about it. It was so part presentation, part learning, part just innovation. It was just awesome. And to think, like, that was a theme park unlike any other theme park that had happened prior to that. Like, yes, Magic Kingdom was very different from other amusement parks, but Epcot was a theme park. It had a theme, a purpose.
Specific theme.
Yes, it did. And I still love Epcot so much for that very reason.
I will say, just an aside, something you brought up about growing up in like a rural area, like, you know, I grew up obviously right dead in the center of the United States. One thing I wish that I could snap my fingers and have happen, which isn't going to happen for the 50th, is that our international friends would be back. Because one of the things I've always enjoyed about a Walt Disney World vacation is that you literally see people, you know, not right now, but previous trips that, you know, you could, again, be standing in line or, you know, sitting at a table at a restaurant next to somebody from Japan or somebody from, you know, Southeast Asia or, you know, somebody from Western Europe or South America. And the thing is, we're all there. We're having a good time. And I always felt this, especially in World Showcase, not only for the cultural representatives that worked in the pavilions, but just the guests, because you would tend to see, like, you know, people from the UK. They seem to hang out in the UK pavilion like they're proud, like that's their thing, you know. And they, you know, that to me, for somebody that doesn't get to see a lot of people that are outside of the United States growing up in St. Louis, that was always like so exotic to me. And I can't wait till we get back there where our international friends are back and we can all kind of have fun together. That'd be fun. So hopefully that happens soon. So cross our fingers. Okay, so hey, this is that's kind of what we're looking forward to. We've got a couple of weeks until this happens, but if you're down there, please say hi to us. We're going to be getting around and having a good time. Look for us, but we'd love to see you down
and
there.
And trust me, we will probably all be together. So
I'm guessing so. That's how it's probably going to work. Yeah. So anyway, hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We don't say that enough. Hope we brought back some good memories for you, maybe some tips for getting the most out of your 50th trip. And just thanks for being a Disney fan with us. We love talking Disney with you. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We appreciate all of our great guests who have booked with us in the past. And if you've never done that, now's your time. Free services. And we're going to get you the best deal out there and give you great tips via email. Take care of all the stuff you don't have time to do. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form while you're there, and we'll be planning that trip together. Again, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put these shows out 4 times a week. We couldn't do it without you. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron and getting that fifth show, Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're lighting up the social media. Okay, we decided on Wednesday, Instagram at the Magic for Less Travel. We're going to be posting a lot there. Ricky has access to that too. I don't have access to that. Ricky does. So she's going to be at Walt Disney World. Pam's going to be on the Dream. I'm going to be here in my office until we get to go down for the 50th. So I don't have too long. Don't cry for me. It'll happen soon. I mean, they're going before me, but whatever. So I'm at Be Our Guest Mike. I'll be lighting it up for the 50th. You know me. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. So get that ready because she'll be posting there this weekend. Pam's at TMFLT Pam. Get that. Make sure you get that follow on Instagram and Twitter. We're getting ready to have a good time and get a lot of stuff in your social feeds. So there you go. All right. Also, don't forget Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. It's you and me and, of course, Scotty G. So give us a call. We'll be talking Disney with you on Sunday night, Facebook and YouTube. All right. We're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hopefully you had a great week and you have a great weekend staring you right here in the face. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.